You just detach whatever you're using from the charging station, hit the on button, and you're good to go. In addition to the tractor style mowers, Toro, Echo, Exmark, all the steel products, all the Shindawa products, it's all good at Lewis Lawn. And anything you buy there can be brought back there for service. They have a full service department behind the scenes, so your warranty actually means something. So keep them in mind next time you have a need for outdoor maintenance. Lewis Lawn, they're open Monday through Friday from 7 to 5, 244-9191. Chad, Haley, that great team over there at Lewis Lawn.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Joe Biden campaigns in Warren, Michigan today. President Trump says to supporters in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, about coronavirus restrictions requiring masks and limiting the size of gatherings in some places.
If you're willing to riot and stand on top of each other's face and do whatever the hell you want to do, you're allowed to do that because you're considered a peaceful protester. So we decided to call all our rallies peaceful protests.
The Republican county leader there had requested that the president wear a mask at the event, but he did not. President Trump is nominated for next year's Nobel Peace Prize by a member of Norway's parliament, Christian Tybring-Gjedde, telling the Fox News Rundown podcast.
His latest effort, which resulted in the peace between the UAE and Israel, is a tremendous effort, and this could be to inspiration for other Arab nations to make peace with Israel. It's really worth the Nobel Peace Prize.
America's listening to Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Feels relatively comfortable out there this morning. Dew point is 66. Now, when we talk about dew point, we like it when the dew point's below 60. We hate it when the dew point's above 70, so we're at 66 right now. Not too bad. Sun and cloud mix today. It's mostly sunny right now. An isolated shower. Yeah, there'll be a couple of blips on the radar, like yesterday. I think the rain chances are relatively small, 20% or less today. With a high around 92, tonight's low 72. Scattered random afternoon and evening storms tomorrow. A little better chance than today. With a high in the low 90s on Thursday and Friday, rain chances actually up a notch on Friday. So we keep getting a little higher on the rain chance every day. And scattered to numerous storms by the time we get to Saturday and Sunday. It doesn't mean your weekend is necessarily a washout by any chance, any stretch of the imagination. Just more showers to go around. Right now this morning, mostly sunny skies. A little northeasterly breeze at 6 is pretty nice. It's 78 degrees at 9:03. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
How are we doing today?
I'm all right. I'm all right.
Yeah. You're getting a little scruffier now. You were for a while. You're changing the look. You were clean shaven for just a little. He goes through different.
Yes,
looks.
He does. Well, today he's very festive with his orange and.
You'll seem
black
to think it's peach, baby.
And it
get it right at it. It's peach.
Look at that.
Rich, do you see peach there?
Does that say Prince? What is that?
It does actually.
Oh, that's really nice. It's really bright. For those of you watching in color.
Yeah.
Or listening in color.
Hey, y'all are more conscious. Like, this scruff is just called laziness.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Chase. Welcome to Chase's the dog is on top of the desk.
Yeah.
And you look very regal.
Yeah. Did you see that Chase made it to
the... I saw that.
Made it to the... He's going to be a cover boy on the...
Yes.
Well, not on the front cover of the Montgomery Humane Society, but he's going to be Mr. December.
Oh, but they're featuring
2020. Yeah.
Like, it's a calendar.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, here's
Mr.
the
December.
Yeah. Here's the picture of him on the
Chase.
Yeah.
You're looking good there, buddy.
Yeah, tell you what,
man.
Yeah, I've never been a cover boy.
Nor have I.
We've got the photo, Rich. We could make that happen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
The wettest spot on earth.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know about that, man. But those firemen do that, you know, they make money that
sure,
way, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We could do the radio calendar here.
Right. No, and when I want to do my...
I can't wait to see Skipper.
I'm looking forward to my WrestleMania reenactment. I'll be Hulk Hogan. You can be Brutus the Barber Beefcake.
See, now, some of us that work here don't have the looks for...
No, we have the face
Joey,
radio.
Joey does. Joey
yeah,
does.
I can work
Joey's
on
a good-looking
it, yeah.
guy.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that, Rich.
But, yeah.
But, and I'm not going to name any other names.
Okay. Right. But, Man, Chase really wants your coffee,
he's
Eddie.
Into this coffee.
How much sugar do you have in there?
Get down.
Well,
he's inspecting everything.
I'll let you go, Rich, and handle this dog here. Yeah. He's adorable.
Well, he's famous now.
I was hoping he would bark.
He's famous. Strangers come up to me in stores and say, "How's Chase?"
There you go.
That's the guy. Well, now that you got him on the cover, it's only going to be more and more.
I swear.
Who's that cover dog?
All right, guys. Be listening to you.
Appreciate it, Rich.
Have a good one.
Thank you.
Take care, Rich.
Yeah, the dew point today reminds me of a rock song, Iron Maiden.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what was the tenth of a point on the... Was it 66.6? What was the dew point? 66.6?
Well,
number of the beast.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it feels nice.
It is.
Yeah.
It's better than 72.
Very much so.
It is.
All right, guys. See you.
Well, news and views will begin officially here in mere moments. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. 272-9228. As always, Eddie.
Yes, sir.
The first hour of the program is brought to you by whom?
It would be a man with a great studio.
Yeah, you're...
Yes.
Dan Black.
That's right.
The man himself.
And my son has got some work done by Dan Black. I'm telling you, it's great.
And he was satisfied, right?
Incredibly satisfied.
Yeah, he really does great work, folks. And Dan Black Studios can offer you 50% off on transferring all those old videotapes, VHS, Betamax, even little camcorder tapes.
That's right.
Can transfer that to a digital file for your computer or a DVD.
And that's what he did for Justin, yeah.
And it's not just, it's more convenient. No, it preserves those memories.
Big time.
So they're deteriorating on those old tapes. So.
Well, it looks so much better, too. I don't know if he did some trickery, but it's such more clear picture than it was before.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. That's the advantage of moving into the digital future, folks. So preserve those analog memories by bringing them into the digital future at 50% off for News and Views listeners. But you got to call Dan Black Studios at 279-6036, 279-6036. Dan Black, great sponsor here of the first hour of News and Views from 9 till noon. We'll officially kick off the show in mere moments.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs from our dealership to your driveway. Shop anytime online. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police have made an arrest in the city's latest murder. Authorities have charged 37-year-old Michael Ferris with murder in the shooting death of 34-year-old Rondrick Mosley. The shooting happened Tuesday in the 4700 block of South Court Street. The American Red Cross is helping 15 people displaced by an apartment fire Monday afternoon. No one was injured in the fire at Virginia Downs Apartments, but six units were damaged or destroyed. Montgomery Fire Rescue is investigating the cause of the fire. And across the state, there are more than 121,000 confirmed coronavirus cases. More than 10,000 cases have been confirmed in the last 14 days. Health officials say more than 2,100 people have died from the virus. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
For a limited time, get super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $39.99 per month. But if you act fast, you can double your speed for just $5 more, which means it's twice as fast as super fast. Is it super, super fast? Super fast plus. Whatever it is, it's awesome. Switch to internet 100 from WOW for only $39.99 per month and then double your speed for just $5 more. Sign up at WOWWay.com.
Wow.
Limited time offer for new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Offer subject to change. Restrictions and terms apply.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I have a message for our men and women in blue. The weight of the badge is heavy, but your financial burden doesn't have to be. We at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate your service to our communities. As a thank you, each law enforcement officer who purchases or refinances their home with Alabama Home Mortgage will receive a $500 gift card at closing. You heard me right, $500. We have had the honor of working with countless hometown heroes. You should be the next. What are you waiting for? Just the other day, a Montgomery police officer refinanced his mortgage with Alabama Home Mortgage. He lowered his interest rate by an entire point and received $10,000 in cash to pay off credit card debt. In addition, he skipped 2 months' mortgage payments. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. You deserve the best. Call the mortgage company that appreciates you. Call Alabama Home Mortgage right now. Madeline and I are standing by, ready to assist you. Call 567-4223 or visit us at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
If you like country music and star-studded award shows, then you'll love 5-Hour Energy's CMA Awards Sweepstakes. 5-Hour Energy wants to send you and a guest to Music City to bask in the glow of music's brightest stars at the 2020 CMA Awards. To enter, buy any 5-Hour Energy product, snap a picture of the receipt and upload it. For official rules and how to enter without purchase, go to 5hecountry.com. Sweepstakes end October 10, 2020. Must be U.S. resident 18 years or older. Void where prohibited. Sponsored by Living Essentials, LLC.
And now more Straight Talk from Straight Talk. The big wireless companies say they're the only way to get the best coverage.
Because they've got like a gajillion cell towers?
Something like that. But Straight Talk Wireless runs on those same towers, so you get the same great networks for up to 50% less.
I wonder if they're counting that one in Kickapoo, Kansas.
Oh, boy. Switch today and get our unlimited plan for just $45 a month with 25 gigs at high speeds and no contract. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See StraightTalk.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Biden and his party spent the entire summer cheering on the rioters, rampaging through Democrat-run cities, falsely labeling them as peaceful protesters. And you know, we call you peaceful protesters. You know why? Because they have rules in these Democrat-run states that if you're campaigning, you can't have more than five people. They did that for me. If you're going to church, you can't go to church anymore. You can't go to church. You can't go to church, you can't do anything, you have to stay in your house. But if you're willing to riot running down Main Street, if you're willing to riot and stand on top of each other's face and do whatever the hell you want to do, you're allowed to do that because you're considered a peaceful protester. So we decided to call all our rallies peaceful protests.
Welcome into News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark, he's Jack Campbell.
How you
doing? Well, do you think Donald Trump will play this song when he accepts his Nobel Peace Prize? The world
needs now. I'm not sure he will.
You don't think he's a Burt Bacharach guy? Doesn't have that on vinyl playing the hits? Welcome into the program. Eddie Bader's also here, man of the phones. How you doing, Eddie?
I'm doing well. I'd be happy if he grabbed the mic and just started karaoke in that bad boy.
Oh, just sang it?
Yeah.
What the world needs. But yeah, that's some of the news. We'll get into all sorts of things today, folks. But that was a laugh-out-loud moment this morning. And here it is on Twitter News. Norwegian parliamentarian nominates Donald Trump for 2021 Nobel Peace Prize. This is according to Fox News. And this is after the deal that Jared Kushner, the deal between Israel and the UAE, the Emiratis are already getting commercial flights from Israel. They're going back and forth. Other Arab states in the Gulf there, Persian Gulf, are expected to follow suit. And if it holds, and I think it will, it is a great, great peaceful moment for the Middle East.
Certainly a breakthrough. That's for- yeah. For sure.
Well, I mean, I think we should actually have to work for a peace prize. It shouldn't just be on hope and dreams and hope of change. And it still baffles me to this day that Barack Obama was given the peace prize, Nobel Peace Prize, right as he's elected before he does anything.
You know why?
I know.
Hmm.
He got that, right?
Why?
Because it was a history-making moment.
Mm-hmm.
And Nobel Peace Prize people want to be a part of.
Oh, sure.
They want to have their name in there.
Right. And then after Libya and Syria and increasing the troops and deaths in Afghanistan and, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Have they ever
that really held up.
Have they ever pulled one from somebody, gave it out and taken it back?
I don't know. Did they ever give one to, like, Mussolini or anything? Or Franco? Yeah. No, I don't think they've ever pulled one. But speaking of Obama, you know, under his tenure, increased the troop presence into Afghanistan.
Yes.
And a lot of people, a lot of casualties during those years. You know, that Iraq was the war of choice. But Afghanistan was a war of necessity, much like the Arab Spring and Libya. All that was necessity. It was necessary. But Trump, they just announced this morning, and there were hints of it last night, they're bringing 1,200 troops home from Afghanistan by the end of this month. The Peace Prize president. Well, what do you think, Jack, of last night during that rally in North Carolina, Trump saying, this is why I'm calling all of our rallies a peaceful protest. And they actually had pre-made Trump campaign signs for the people behind him. It's saying, this is a peaceful protest.
Yes.
I loved it last night. I watched part of it, and then I listened to most of it this morning. And he was on fire.
He really was. He's in campaign shape.
Yeah, campaign mode, baby.
And better than what it was a month ago, let's just say.
Oh, yeah.
And the polling's better than it was a month ago. Things are really tightening up all over the country, and in particular those battleground states. Biden's trying to put together his own wall, the blue wall, put it back together again like Humpty Dumpty. We'll see if that holds. We're talking, you know, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota.
What is Biden's slogan in it? Build back better.
Build back.
Scroll it up.
Does that mean to build back the destroyed cities that his protesters tore up?
Ironically enough.
What the hell does he mean, build back?
Well, he stole that line. If you look, there's a lot of other people that have used that line. The Green New Deal, their party, that's one of their lines. The UN, that is their line.
So wait, Biden plagiarized it?
Again?
Oh, no, he probably asked permission.
Yeah. Oh, he thought he did. I forgot.
Sure.
Okay, you can't even come up with an original slogan.
But here, I have, you know, we're having fun here early on, but I have to admit, I was shown video and audio proof of Donald Trump's sexism and racism.
Where?
I was on the Twitter this morning, and I mean, this is not a good way to start your day, but, you know, I do it for you people out there.
That's sweet of you.
Sacrifices you got to make in this job, Jack. And I'm on the Twitter, and do you know the name Judd Apatow?
Yes.
Yeah, he's the guy who helped direct, produce, like, The 40-Year-Old Virgin, I believe.
He always wanted to be a stand-up comedian, but he was horrible, but he was a great writer and director.
Yeah, and he really is. Pineapple Express, I believe.
Yep.
Knocked Up was a big movie. Like, a lot of, you know, there's a nice, good era there with Seth Rogen and the gang, with Apatow. It was actually hit comedies. You don't get that as much in the movie theaters these days, if you're even going to the movies these days. But Judd Apatow shared a clip.
Oh, boy.
And it just really revealed Donald Trump's racism and sexism. I mean, and it was happened last night at that rally you love so much, Jack. No surprise. And Trump took the bait. He went after Kamala. You have to say her name correctly. Kamala Harris. And the way he went after her was just so racist and sexist. Y'all listen into this.
The Washington vultures ripped apart our towns in exchange for his party's nomination. Biden has now formed an unholy alliance with the most extreme and dangerous elements of the radical left. You know that, with Crazy Bernie and everyone. And by the way, you know who's further left than Crazy Bernie? Kamala. Kamala.
So
he didn't even say it right. I love it.
Well, that's the proof of his sexism and racism.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and I'm looking at this going, really, Judd Apatow, you're sharing this seriously as proof of anything other than, you know, Trump ribbing the opposition? Like, oh, that's, he's in rare form. You can tell he's in campaign form.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And to see the Biden-Harris ticket trying to come to grips with, again, we've been saying this, why do you tie your campaign to headwinds you have no control over, in particular the virus? So if we do get vaccines early, which is what the Trump administration is hoping for, What are Kamala and Joe saying? They're now saying, well, I don't trust Donald Trump to give us this vaccine.
Right.
I don't know. If it comes out early, I'm suspicious that, you know, Trump rushed it or something like that. Oh, so now, it's not the scientist coming up with the vaccine.
It's Trump.
It's Trump.
That's what he does every night from midnight to 4. Mm-hmm. He's down in the lab in the White House.
Right, right. No, he's the one who put turmeric in the initial tests for the Rona. And he insisted on it. He's like, no, I have a good feeling, a good gut feeling. I have the best brain, the best words. Just throw some turmeric in there. Here, it's good for inflammation. Oh, goodness. But to see the Biden campaign sort of twist itself in knots to try to figure out the landscape right now. I mean, again, they tied their campaign to things they have no control over, and it's not working out well for them.
To me, they look like a fish out of water flopping around, man. They just got nothing.
Right.
Just nothing.
And on foreign policy, I have to say, this president, Donald Trump, has impressed me. No new major foreign war. And in fact, he's made the press angry.
Yeah.
When he's pulled troops out.
He's even made Lindsey Graham angry,
pulling troops out.
Does it surprise you that he's pulling troops out, or were you worried? Because I was a little bit worried coming
out. No, I was worried.
He would be a bit of a war.
Because think about Barack Obama. Right. He gets the Nobel Peace Prize, and then he, you know, just as much damage as past presidents. So I was a little skeptical of any president, Democrat or Republican, no matter who they are, that you go up there, you campaign on peace. W did.
Exactly.
Now, 9/11 happened, but... But W campaigned on peace, went to many wars. Obama campaigns on peace, goes to war a lot. Trump campaigns on peace, and, well, he hasn't made as much war, I'll put it that way. In fact, he's trying to pull troops out, trying to get more troops out of Iraq, out of Syria, out of Afghanistan, has made, trying to solve the Gordian knot that is North Korea. And good luck with that, Mr. President.
Now, if he ever does anything with that, he really does deserve the Peace Prize, no doubt.
Oh, absolutely, especially North Korea.
Right,
so we'll see where it goes. But right now, a big measuring stick for me is how many of the former Bush folks, but they're around for the Clinton years, too. It's the same folks running foreign policy up there. How many of them are running to the Biden campaign makes you go, well, Trump might be doing something correct. And they're trying to claim that, you know, Trump has broken all of our deals with our allies. We're no longer it's a unilateral nightmare up there. It's the United States going alone, to which the former DNI's now special ambassador envoy to Germany and Eastern Europe, Richard Grenell, said, yeah, was it Obama, Biden, or was it Trump who got NATO to pony up more money? And in fact, Eddie, you sent me something today. What has Trump been talking about in terms of Germany and Russia now for years? In fact, they told him in a meeting with, I think it's Stoltenberg is the head of NATO, and many other of the European leaders, the NATO allies, they're all around a table. And I think John Kelly, the former chief of staff for the president, is saying, don't bring up Nord Stream 2. Now, Nord Stream 2 is this new pipeline, a major natural gas oil pipeline. It comes from Russia.
You know, Putin runs Russia, right?
Russia. And Trump's like, wait, we're going to pay for your defense, and we're defending you. Right. The idea is, the big theory is from Russia, and yet you're getting a lot of your energy and a very crucial aspect to your nation from Russia. How does that work out?
We're just dealing with the business side of it.
After this poisoning of Navalny, here's a BBC News article, Jack. Nord Stream 2, why Germany may pull plug on Russian pipeline. Huh. It's almost like Trump had a point. And the German foreign minister has recently said, I hope the Russians don't force us to change our position on Nord Stream 2. The pipeline's always been controversial, writes the BBC. Mm-hmm. It brings Russian gas directly to Germany! Under the Baltic Sea, with the aim of providing the country with affordable energy as it phases out nuclear and coal. But critics argue it makes Germany way too reliable on energy from a politically unreliable partner.
That's right.
Indeed, it does.
And I think if you follow the map of that pipeline, it goes across some other countries, too, that some are happy about it, some are not.
Right. So there are a lot of good developments going on this morning as we speak, and like, you know, we were saying, Jack, Trump seems to be in fighting shape.
Yeah.
Yeah. You okay?
Yeah, I'm just, I'm being inundated with stuff sent to me about absentee voter fraud in Alabama. There's apparently some people that are trying to circumvent the legal process, third-party, unidentified third-party people. And I'll go over the rules here in a little while once I understand them about how you get an absentee ballot for the November election. And what, you know, how to do it.
I think that's, you know, pretty tightened up. John Merrill's been on top of it, I believe.
Yeah, John's on top of it, but you've got, all right, it says, it's come to our attention through calls we've received from voters that third-party organizations are sending texts.
They're sending in requests for ballots, but... I thought it would have to be the individual who's already registered who sends in that request, but...
I'll just have to do this later. I'm sorry.
Okay. Hey, folks, we're a talk show. Don't text Jack. Call us.
Yeah,
we love
exactly.
you all the same, but we'll love you even more if you actually call us at 272-9228, 272-9228, and get...
Yeah, please. I keep getting all these texts during the show, which a one-liner is okay, but anyway, please know that we're... I don't want to not participate the conversation because I'm having to answer text, okay?
There you go. There you go. Don't make Jack put his phone away. You don't want that, folks. You don't want that at all. 272-9228. Let's go to those phones and talk to Red Top. Hey, Red Top.
Red Top.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
You know, Angela Merkel is really the friend of the Russians, and according to the international news I watch every day, he's under tons of pressure. The people in Germany are pissed off at her. She's the one that doesn't want to let go of the deal. And the German people are really pissed off about this poisoning.
Well, I can see where she's coming from, given she's given up so much of the coal and nuclear capacity of her country. But it's like, why did you do that in the first place?
Yeah. Just bowing to the green people. And we know now that the green people are not from Mars, they're from Earth. In fact, we need to give Angela Merkel a new name. Joey, you might be too young to remember this, but there was a personality on Saturday Night Live named Pat.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Nobody can ever figure out what sex it was. So Pat Merkel is behind the eight ball, and so she's under a lot of pressure, and her and the president of Turkey are big trouble for NATO. And this is what the Europeans get. That's like you were discussing yesterday, for having the Germans run the European Union. It was a stupid move to start with, to put Germany in power. And let me make one other quick point before I go shut up and paint. A lot of this information about everything coming out negative and Donald Trump and all that is coming from right here in Montgomery, Alabama. You know where from, don't you?
Inform us.
Oh, Southern Poverty Law Center.
Oh, well, PLC. Yeah.
I have three customers that I have been doing a lot of spy work for the past few years, and I had a lot of discussions with them, and that's what their business is, digging this stuff up and putting it out, and they're exclusively involved in this stuff.
Let me ask this question. Are they not a nonprofit?
Yes, they are.
Yes, they are, but, boy, they got good money.
Oh, they got lots of money. What we need to do is have a big rally.
If you're a nonprofit and you're trying to influence an election, that's against every law in the damn book.
Well, there ain't a soul in the world that's going to touch them. And,
there's a soul in the world that'll report their asses.
Well, y'all look into it. Southern Poverty Law Center has a lot to do with a lot of these stories, and especially all this Black Lives Matter thing. I think they're directly involved in it. So we got the devil working right out of downtown Montgomery. We need to have a big old Trump rally down in front of the Southern Poverty Law Center. If anybody's interested in doing it, I'll be glad to join.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank
Take
you,
care, bud. 272-9228. You okay, Jack?
No, I'm hyperventilating. I hate stuff like this.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, you can technically be a 501c4, right? And you can be engaged, but 501c3s
That's
can't.
Voter education. I'm not sure it's actually being able to getting out maybe that's how they're doing it. There's getting out information
right.
on Trump. However, deep down, it's an attempt to influence an election
Certainly.
Without using the magic words.
Right. And by the way, when you started talking about how that works, it reminded me of warm milk.
Perhaps.
Tom B., welcome to the show.
Hey, how are y'all today?
Good. How you doing, Tom?
How are you?
Well, I'm calling because I couldn't get in yesterday. When I did get in, my wife just came out to the doctor. But I wanted to bring up a subject that you guys were talking about yesterday.
Okay.
About the president having the hardest job in the world and the loneliest job in the world.
Sure.
You know, you guys are, you know, on the radio all the time. You got to watch what you say. You know, I was always a mechanic or something like that. I could scream, yell, rant, rave. Nobody cared.
Right.
And the president, you know, he is, everybody seems to, he can't even have a thought of his own and say it out loud without someone criticizing him. And it's like he's constantly under surveillance. I don't think he could even go into the private quarters at the White House without wondering whether or not somebody's trying to listen to what he says.
Very rarely,
He can't even say a cuss word. He can't say anything or do anything. And then that segment that you had right after that, where it was very funny, you had two or three people talking, and you guys were laughing and enjoying things. I wish that the president could do that every now and then, you know? It's like the guy is in permanent, I don't know, hell, I guess.
Well, and it's not just this president, especially in the modern era. I mean, it used to be all of the press corps knew what JFK was up to.
Yeah.
With his multiple ladies, let's just say. But they didn't talk about it. And it's gotten to the point where everything is fair game. And what we're more getting at, Tom, is whether it's this president or any in recent history, the decisions you have to make and how lonely they are, too. But I like the angle you're giving where you're constantly under a microscope. And you don't have much free time, though I'd imagine this president finds the time to cut up, given who he is and his personality.
Well, you don't know who's wearing a wire, you know?
Right.
Even when he goes out on the golf course, you know, could you imagine two men having a man's conversation? Excuse my language. I'm not trying to be, you know, some kind of a nut, but, you know, you can't even have a conversation with another man without afraid that somebody's going to end up publishing it the next day.
Oh, you mean locker room talk? Locker room talk?
Yeah, it's a shame. It is a damn shame. Yeah. And this guy deserves a whole lot better than that. And I hope in November the 4th, or whether it's the 4th or the 10th, that we're going to stand there and clap hands because he won again. And I just, you know, if he loses, we're not going to be rioting and burning the cities. We're not going to be doing any of that stuff. We're going to be disappointed. These other folks, they're going to go completely bonkers when this is all over.
Well, Tom, appreciate the call. And your wife okay? Was it a normal doctor's visit?
She broke her ankle.
Oh!
Both bones, the tibia and the fibula in her ankle. And we got her out the cast yesterday, and then now she's in a walking boot.
My brother just went through that, broke his leg playing flag football, and yeah, it's going to be a long recovery.
Well, I appreciate you asking about it, Joey, and you and Jack, and I can't remember the other guy's name, but I like him too. You guys take care of yourselves.
Right? Just call him the donut.
Call him Fat Boy.
Thank you, Tom.
Take care, Tom.
Yep.
We got a quick 2-minute break here, then we'll come back. Chris, Stiff Arm, Jim, others, hold your positions. We've got a lot of calls so far today, Jack. And are those folks?
Yeah, we've heard of them, and I'm glad they're calling.
Yeah, I'm glad they're calling, too. Are you still being inundated by texts, though?
No. Okay. I'm not. But
I want you to be okay.
It's just this, there was a press release issued by the chairman of the Republican Party of Alabama, clearly not one of my favorite people, but she is saying what to look for and how to legally request and fill out an absentee ballot. And when I get through it, then I'll explain.
Okay, very good. More Thanks. News and views from 9 till noon when we come back. 2 minutes here. We'll be right back.
Joe Biden and his party spent the entire summer cheering on the rioters, rampaging through Democrat-run cities, falsely labeling them as peaceful protesters. And you know, we call you peaceful protesters. You know why? Because they have rules in these Democrat-run states that if you're campaigning, you can't have more than five people. They did that for me. If you're going to church, you can't go to church anymore. You can't go to church. You can't go to church. You can't do anything. You have to stay in your house. But if you're willing to riot running down Main Street, if you're willing to riot and stand on top of each other's face and do whatever the hell you want to do, you're allowed to do that because you're considered a peaceful protester. So we decided to call all our rallies peaceful protests.
Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. Hi, I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
If you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The amount of your tax dollars that return to Alabama each year depends on you completing the 2020 census. Alabama is in trouble if you aren't counted. It's easy to do and takes just a few minutes to complete. Go to 2020census.gov and do it now. If you don't have access to the internet, call 844-330-2020. Again, 844-330-2020 to answer the questions. Can we count on you right now? Sponsored by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Anyway, I am very willing to let the American public judge my physical and mental fitness.
Welcome back. You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell. Hey, Turner.
Fine. How you doing?
I'm all right. I ate breakfast this morning with some, you know, crotchety old wonderful guy. That was nice eating breakfast together, Jack.
Yeah, it was, Joey.
You're a pretty cool guy.
Lovely.
Yeah, you're pretty
lovely.
I appreciate you guys telling me breakfast was somewhere else. I went there and waited.
They don't have donuts where we went.
Yeah, I know. I waited for you guys at the donut shop. I bought all you guys a curve.
We didn't want to break your routine, Eddie. You know, we give you a hard time, but it's great that you like donuts. It's wonderful. Did you get the cream-filled one?
Not today. It's curler day.
Oh, curler day.
Yeah. cake donuts or the regular donut?
Well, a regular donut today, yeah.
Cake donut. But isn't a curler a cake, though?
A little bit, but it's also got that glaze feature on top. Really good for coffee.
That is good. That is good with coffee. Yeah. Anyway, let's go to the phones, 272-9228, and go to Chris. Hey, Chris.
Hey, good morning.
Morning, Chris.
Good morning. Hey, y'all talking about SPLC? They got about $500 million sitting there in their endowment. They have about $167 million or more. They don't really, people really don't know, sitting in a offshore account. They also own a bunch of foreign corporations too, scattered about. And then they got this thing called about $50 million sitting in the action fund. They call it. I don't know what that's supposed to do. But yeah, I mean, you know, being Southern Poverty and Law is pretty lucrative.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. You know, Morris Dees, that old heifer.
But didn't they have?
You know, he couldn't keep his.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, his ding dong out of the cash register.
Mm-hmm.
He harassed half the women that worked for him. They ran his ass off. He's a scurrilous SOB. I don't care if he's your best friend. He ain't no good.
Well, they got a lot of money.
Oh, yeah, he had so much money. He had
all over the world.
Security guard
guarding
his house over on Cloverdale Park round the clock.
Yes, sir.
Round the clock.
Well, another great contributor to SPLC is George Soros and the Tides Foundation. And, you know, the FBI, because they're giving such garbage, Obama administration kicked them out of the FBI because their watch list was such garbage. They were putting people on there that had no reason to be on there. It's very lucrative. I have to say, I probably got in the wrong business, but I think being in that kind of line of work is very lucrative, especially when you can get brainwashed liberals to give you billions of dollars.
I was right up there with Jesse Jackson's Rainbow Coalition. You're just shaking people down for money.
That's right. You scare people to death and sue them, and then you got plenty of money to outlive them.
That's it.
Hey, actually, Chris, before you keep going, I heard a great idea the other day, and we could include the endowments of places like the SPLC along with us, or the Tides Foundation. But the idea was take the endowments of all the Ivy League, like Harvard has a massive endowment, right?
Yeah.
$1 billion.
Yeah, and Yale, too. Take all the Ivy League endowments, then we can include, like, the SPLC, the Tides Foundation, all these great folks just trying to help the little guy, liquidate their endowments, and you pay for reparations that way.
That's a great idea. I like
it would
that.
Work. Yeah, and then these prestigious institutions could start anew. It'd be like a jubilee for everybody.
A phoenix.
Well,
you know what the scam was with Jesse Jackson. He would sue these big corporations like Coca-Cola and say, you don't have enough black people in management, and if you don't turn that around, he would file a lawsuit against him. And then part of the settlement was, you got to hire my buddy Greg Calhoun to teach your company about multiculturalism and all this stuff. It was just a scam.
Well, you know that's going on right now.
Greg Calhoun.
You know that's going on right now, Jack.
Big community leader and all that. He was also a shakedown artist.
Well, that was going on too. They were having the white privilege, white hate whitey stuff that they were teaching at West Point and also inside the federal government. And Trump signed an executive order. And the media this weekend was frothing at the mouth about that they're, you know, but it's a bunch of, like you said, it's a bunch of people finding a niche and making lots of money. I mean, $10,000 for a meeting here, $10,000 for a meeting there, millions of dollars.
Robin DiAngelo has become very rich doing that that God's work. I mean, she would have fit right in with the Salem witch trials. She would have been great.
I mean, it's unbelievable. I was down in the, but real quick, I'll change the subject. I was down in the panhandle this weekend. And guess what? They don't care about masks down there. And you know what? It was so refreshing to walk around. You know, people wore them here and there. That's fine. But Bay County, which is a county next to Santa Rosa and Walton County, they just said, you know what? Mask order's done. Each county got to choose if they were going to allow a mask order or not. The Bay County has terminated, and they no longer require masks. The only people requiring masks are big corporations that you know that are supposedly protecting their workers. But we still got, you know, 2 weeks to stop the virus spread, and now we're looking at 7 months here. So,
yeah.
I appreciate Scott Harris and all the real lazy work he's done, and the fact he's appointed by a lobbying group.
Yeah, can't argue with that.
Well, Chris, I appreciate the call. Yeah, we're just going to let that lie.
All right, see
you. 272-9228 for this next break. Let's get another call in. Stiff Arm.
Hey, guys. How are y'all doing?
Good. How you doing, right? Stiff Arm?
Good. It's been a while since I've got to listen to y'all. But I did pop in Friday, and I heard, I don't know if you set this up, Jack, but Brent Buchanan, his group Signal.
Yeah,
Jack set that up.
Did you set? You did? Well, I've known.
Yeah, Brent's my old business partner. Taught him everything he knows.
Well, you did good. But I've known Brent for quite a few years, and I've always thought, well, that he'd be a good guy to have on your show. And I just happened to pop in, and I was like, that sounds like Brent. And sure enough, it was. And I didn't get to hear the whole segment or a couple of segments y'all had with him, but it was really good what I did hear. So
well, we're gonna have him on again always, before the election.
Good. I used to corner him when I'd see him, and he probably got tired of it, but I'd always pick his brain for the stats on polling and how things were going and what he saw, because I figured someone like him was way more informed than the people who read the news on the whatever channel you want to pick at night. But I hated for him to move to D.C., but I'm glad for him, his family.
Yeah, he's doing very well.
But, yeah. So I'm glad you got that. You always seem to get good guests on, so keep up the good work. I had a question, regarding media.
Mm-hmm.
And so we all know that the mainstream media leans left. And this might be a long answer for this, but
I would say Stiff Arm is a little bit more severe than just leaning left.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's not a bias.
You're right.
It's an agenda.
Yeah. You're right. And so every night when I watch the news, and sometimes I have to skip it just for my own sanity, but two or three questions pop into my mind. One, it's amazing that Republicans get any votes at all, if you listen to that and you don't do your own homework. But two, this is the kind of the two-part question I've had. One is, when did the media just lean that far left? I mean, I'm 45, so I don't, I didn't pay attention to the news from, let's say, 18 and forward. You know, 18 and on, I started listening to paying closer attention. But so when did it really happen, and why? Why is the media in the back pocket of the Democratic Party so deep?
I think it probably started in earnest when FDR was president back in the...
Yes.
He was first elected in 1932.
If not before then, with Wilson and World War One. Yeah, but yeah, it started early.
Yeah, Wilson, the League of Nations and all that crapness. Wife running the country, which was really never reported. But mm-hmm. It rocked along. You know, you had Truman. They kind of had a love affair with Eisenhower because of World War II and all that. But that was an 8-year deal between 52 and 60. I think the media was clearly for JFK in 1960. 64, boy, they just sabotaged Goldwater at every turn. And I think they were for Johnson. And then the Vietnam War soured them on Johnson because, you know why? Eugene McCarthy was running for president, and he was a leftist anti-war candidate who actually won New Hampshire, and I believe it was New Hampshire he won, and then Johnson got out of the race. Doris Kearns Goodwin said that he got out because he saw the casualty list every day that he got from the Department of Defense, and it weighed on him, and so he got out of the race. I think he got out because he figured he could lose the primary. And anyway, 70, of course, you had Nixon winning in 68. They weren't all that keen on Nixon. He had beaten Hubert Humphrey, who was LBJ's vice president. And then they savaged him after Watergate, and they've been leftist ever since.
Well, and I'll put it this way, Stiff Arm. They have had an agenda probably since the progressive era at the beginning of the 20th century. But look up folks like, well, number one, William Randolph Hearst. That's a great example of how you use the press for an agenda. But then you look at somebody like Walter Lippmann, and this idea of the news should have this at least appearance of objectivity and presented in this objective way. And that held true because they were the only game in town. You had your big newspapers and you had your big networks, NBC, ABC, CBS, whether radio or TV. So people always want to say, look back to the days of Walter Cronkite, when it's so much more balanced. Well, was it really balanced, or were they the only game in town? But what you're seeing today, say on CNN, MSNBC, even CNN used to be different. They'd try to give this veneer of objectivity. But once Roger Ailes and Fox News came along, once Rush Limbaugh came along and started fighting back in a pretty effective way, then slowly but surely the mask has been dropped, of the mask of objectivity. And now you're starting to see CNN, MSNBC, but now the New York Times and places just drop any pretense of being objective. But, I mean, look up one name like Walter Duranty. The guy literally stumped for Stalin in the pages of the New York Times. This goes back a long time, the sort of takeover and agenda.
Right. So you answered, it went further back than what I was really thinking. I guess I was looking at modern history of when did it really flip to being so obvious. And so I figured that it had a background agenda for years and years prior to that. But so let me ask this second part. Why is it? Does journalism attract liberals, or does journalism turn you into a liberal when you get into that? I mean, is it just...
A little of both. I mean, well,
the established and very, quote, prestigious journalism schools are in the Northeast. And their professors are very left wing. And you look at the LBJ School of Public Affairs in Austin, a part of the University of Texas. I mean, I had a friend who went there. She made all A's, and she was a very conservative Greek girl from Chicago, named Alexis Dalianis. I worked with her in a campaign. The only B she made was, I think, from George Christian, who had been one of LBJ's press people. I mean, it's a leftist school.
Well, Stiff Arm,
the people that graduate, their trainees come out with this jaded view of the world, and I think that's part of it.
And we now have a new crop of folks, too, who came through all the identity politics stuff in the 90s and early 2000s. They're now running newsrooms.
Yeah.
Yep. But here, Stiff Arm, great questions. We have to hit our brakes here. Great conversation, though. Thank you for that, man.
Take care, Stiff Arm.
Thank you.
More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. Do you have a box full of old home movies or videos, and you've been wanting to have them converted to DVD? If so, we can help you. We've been in business for over 35 years here in Montgomery, and all work is done in our facility, unlike some other companies that ship them off to, well, who knows where. Is your iPhone out of storage? We can transfer your videos and photos to files as well. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
Would you like to rev up your fall behind the wheel of a brand new Ford Mustang? Then come play Mustang Madness this September at Wind Creek Montgomery, because we're giving away a 2020 Ford Mustang. You can start earning your chances to win now. Then, on Sunday, September 27th, you could drive home in a beautiful new Mustang. So come play Mustang Madness, only at Wind Creek Montgomery.
It's a season of change with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Schedule your $89 tune-up with Dixie. Offer ends November 10th. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas.
Hi, everybody. Our rain chances are going to get a little bit better each day, especially towards the end of the week and the weekend. For today, they will be fairly isolated, widely scattered in nature this afternoon and this evening, with a high today around 93, a little bit more humid than yesterday. Tonight slowed down to about 72. We'll be in the low 90s on Thursday and Friday, and the number of storms will start to increase each day. And I think by Friday, Saturday, and Sunday especially, there will be a generous supply each day. Still random. We actually need the rain. It's been dry for a while. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back. You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon, 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Again, this is the first hour of News and Views brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Give Dan Black Studios a call today at 279-6036, 279-6036, and ask them about 50% off on all your, well, videotape transfers to a DVD or digital file for your computer. You got to tell them at 279-6036, 279-6036, that you're a News and Views listener to get that 50% off and all those tape transfers. Thank you to Dan Black Studios for being a great sponsor of this, the first hour of News and Views, hour flying by here. Let's get to Jim. Hey, Jim.
Good morning.
Morning, morning Jim.
Real quick, I know y'all saw the rallies yesterday. I watched both of them. You know, you had the one in Florida and the one in Winston-Salem.
Mm-hmm.
And what a huge crowd.
Right.
And then you find out Joe took the day off. Who's this? I don't know what he was doing. But, I mean, what a contrast. I mean, Trump's out there with thousands of people. Joe can't get half a dozen of them together. And then they don't even let him communicate with them. He won't take questions. I mean, I don't know if they just, it doesn't even look like they're serious about whether he wins or not. I mean, something's going on there.
Yeah, something is. Well, I think the basement strategy is just not working out. And, I mean, I think they had that strategy because Biden is limited. The last time he was really out on the trail was the Iowa caucuses and New Hampshire primary. And that's when all those gaffes came up. You know, you're a lion dog-faced pony soldier. And acting odd all over the place.
I saw him reading the thing off. He was reading off the teleprompter, and he goes, end of quote.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love that.
And then he was answering that lady's question that was printed out for him, and he goes, oh, it's something like start here. He just looks like he's like in first gear or something.
Right.
He can't get out of there.
And then Trump's hinting that, you know, sometimes he does look good, and y'all know what that is. You know what's going on there. That's why I want him drug tested.
That's exactly
something going on. Dr. Feelgood.
And real quick, I saw on Fox News here. He's having a rally. I guess he's unveiling his economic plan.
Yeah.
Make it in America again. I mean, does this guy have an original thought in his head?
No, he's. He's a plagiarist, but he comes by it honestly.
I mean, he's just parroting Trump.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't think people are buying it.
Not at all.
And his little minions on MSNBC are going, oh, man, what a fantastic. And this little, what's your name?
Yeah.
Debbie Dingberry or Dinglebutt, whatever your name is.